See if you can answer this guy's question.
Okay.
He says his girlfriend is worth $20 million.
Okay.
So she's got money. He's worth $1 million.
Uh-huh.
So he's not even a million liquid. He's got a million in this and a million in that. And, you know, he could come up with $1 million, but he'd have to sell a bunch of stuff. She has got $20 million. She makes a really good, she makes $350,000 a year on top of the $20 million that she has in the bank, not including six-figure bonuses that, that she gets. Okay. So now they're talking about getting married.
Okay.
So she wants a very expensive ring, very expensive wedding, and he says she's got more money. If she wants this stuff, she can pay for it since she has more money.
Yep, that's what Jennifer Lopez did. Jennifer Lopez has bought most of her engagement ring. I mean, she's with very wealthy people, but I remember there was a story about her when she was with, I don't know, one of her, she had said a million men that she's been engaged to, but she was with one guy and she wanted some like yellow diamond ring and he couldn't afford it. So she paid for it.
So if she has the most money and she wants the expensive stuff, should they split it or should she just go ahead and buy it herself?
No, she should pay for it. She earned it.
No, I think if you're the guy, you buy the ring. You pay for the what you have to with the wedding. You pay for the ring, pay for the honeymoon, whatever. That's her money. You still have $1 million. You're not poor by any means. Unless she wants $1 million ring, then that's an issue. But if she wants a $50,000 ring, $100,000 ring, whatever,
that's still a lot of money. Because you're saying he's worth $1 million. That means he may have some property that's worth $500,000 and some stocks here and there.
He makes $250,000 a year.
Okay, well, that's a lot of money, actually.
Yeah, before bonuses and overtime.
Okay, well, here's the thing. She has two choices. She could let him propose with the ring that he can afford, which might be a $30,000 ring, which is a very nice ring. I've never known anybody in my life that could afford a $30,000 ring. But if she wants something bigger and something more, she's going to have to cough up the cash. I'm sorry. That's just how it's going to have to go. You know, I feel like money ruins a lot of relationships and you have to have the same attitude about money. What's mine is yours. Is some people's attitude, and other people are like, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, and then we can like split the bills. That's the kind of thing that you've got to decide ahead of time with the person you're marrying, what your money philosophy is. That needs to be decided right up front.
Yeah, because she's worth $20 million, so you can't get married and say, now we both have this the money.
Right.
You know, we have a joint bank account on the $20 million. I don't think that's right.
Why not?
Because she made the money. She's coming into the marriage with $20 million. He's coming into the marriage with a salary of $225,000 a year.
What's the difference? Men do it all the time. If a man is worth $20 million and a woman's worth $1 million, he doesn't say that's my money. You can't touch my money. No. Once you marry somebody, what's mine is yours.
So he should get the joint checking account.
If that's what works for them. You know what I mean? Like that, I have no problem. If she decides that the money she makes is for both of them, then yeah, of course. Why not?
Can he go out and buy a Lamborghini with that money?
I mean, I think you have to have a conversation with your significant other whenever you make a big purchase. You know, in my house, a big purchase is like almond butter.
Anything over $20.
Anything over 20, almond butter, $16.99.
We have to have a conversation.
A jar. I got to be like, can we afford almond butter? Am I allowed to have that? You know, but for them, it might be a Lamborghini. You have to have the conversation ahead of time. You know, I've always wanted a Lamborghini. Okay, well, Lambo for you then, or not. What I'm saying is you both have to be on the same page when it comes to money. Let's enjoy my money or this is mine, that's yours. You got to decide that ahead of time.
All right. What's the amount of money that you or Joe can spend before you have a conversation?
For real, I think it's...
and you're gonna lie. So
no, I'm not gonna lie. No,
because you used the one that used to spend $2,500 on shoes.
Right, I have done that. Yeah, yeah, I have done that. But I didn't ask him. But he's my boyfriend, so it's different. I mean, we live together now, so it's not quite.
If you were married.
Okay, no, we live together, so it is. No, I think $200 for us is the limit. If you're going to spend $200 or more on something, you have to ask the person ahead of time or discuss it with them or say, you know, what you're spending it on and why. I think we definitely have to have that conversation, because if something shows up at the house and I find out it was $200, I would be like, okay, that's like 2 months of our electric bill. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a grand.
You think it's a grand?
A grand.
Before you have to have a conversation.
Before, yeah. We have to sit down and go, can I get this? Should I get this? If it doesn't benefit the family, if it's something like a mic, you know, right. I have to sit down and have that conversation before I spend that type of money.
I guess because you have a family and it's just the two of us. For us, it's definitely $200. I feel like that is our limit.